More than 200 people have died from coronavirus in the United States, where more than 14,000 cases have been confirmed as of today, and the numbers continue to climb. Let's answer a few basic questions about the virus now with Timothy Sheehan, who's a virologist in the Department of Epidemiology at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Professor, what do you make of how fast the numbers of new cases are going up in the U.S., and how high do you expect them to go?
So that's a good question. I think our country as a whole is getting testing up and running. So more states are testing, more people are being tested. So that is helping drive the number of cases up. But happening simultaneously is the fact that we have the virus spreading throughout our population. So that's making that number go up. How high will they go really depends on tons of factors, including the effectiveness of our public health measures and whether or not vaccines or antivirals come online anytime during this pandemic.
Do you have a sense of who is most at risk now? Because we've been told that it really is affecting older people more, or people with pre-existing health conditions, including respiratory conditions or diabetes. But now there are reports that young people are getting hit really hard with this virus.
Yeah, this was a big story yesterday. CDC released a study about hospitalized patients in the United States, the first few thousand patients. And it basically showed that lots of people are getting hospitalized regardless of age, but the mortality rate observed in China being that older people are most likely to die from this infection, that holds true here. Mm-hmm. So I think people tend to look at this hospitalization data, but like what goes into admitting someone to the hospital? And maybe as our hospitals fill up with more severe patients, the people who have less severe disease, and that could be younger adults or children, like they probably won't get hospitalized to make room for the people who really need it. Yeah, I think the people who are most at risk are still people over the age of 65, those with underlying health conditions that could be respiratory issues, diabetes, or obesity. You know, although the mortality rates based by age are kind of similar here as they are in China, this might change from country to country. And you're seeing this in Italy because they have a population that's just older than ours and older than China's.
Does weather or climate make a difference? We remember President Trump had talked about how as the spring comes, maybe the cases will go down. That aside, the flu does seem to kind of dissipate as you get into the summer. Do you think that as things get warmer here in the U.S., that's going to help us?
I don't really know what to make of that presumption now, given that we're seeing cases in the southern hemisphere. So, you know, there are hundreds of cases in Brazil right now. I'm hopeful that climate might help, but it might not. And I think, you know, people look to what happens with influenza. And I think the diminishment of cases that we see in the spring and summer is in part driven by the acquisition of herd immunity in our community. So it's not that the weather is making the virus go away. It's that we've just built enough immunity in our population such that the virus is no longer to sustain itself.
I want to ask you something because there are a lot of people out in the country right now who are not able to get tested but think that they might have COVID-19. They might have something else, but they might have that. How long, or do we know how long people are contagious if they do get COVID-19?
There seems to be evidence saying that you are contagious prior to the onset of symptoms in some people, and that, you know, some people may have less severe symptoms and are able to transmit even though they don't really feel that sick. But typically, you know, 7 to 10 days after the onset of symptoms, your body is making antibodies, which are these proteins that are able to bind and neutralize a virus in your body. When your body's immune system kicks in, your contagiousness typically goes down. But like a hard number on that, I don't know.
And because of those antibodies that your body produces when it fights the virus, would you know if you've ever had it? If you went and got tested now and maybe you had it a month ago, but you had no symptoms, would you be able to tell by that test that you had it at some point?
Yes. And that right now, I don't believe there is an approved test to look at prior infections, so the measuring of antibodies or your immune response to the infection. People are working on this right now, even at UNC, and I'm sure that there will be multiple tests, blood tests that one can take to get a feel for if you've had an active infection and you've been exposed?
There are some viruses that, you know, take a long time to show their full effects. Are you worried that, you know, people who are getting treated for COVID-19 or people that recover from COVID-19 may have some effect down the road that we just don't know about because it's so new?
Yeah, and that's always a worry when something new comes onto the scene. I guess looking at people who have recovered from the original SARS and the original MERS, that might be something to look at. I guess the important thing to note is that, you know, most of the people who get this virus do not have severe disease. And so I'm optimistic that these people will walk away from this just as they do the common cold coronaviruses or any virus that causes a similar kind of syndrome.
Finally, I just want to ask you about what we've been hearing about treatment options. Some people are reporting that they're having some success with various options. What are you seeing in terms of treatment? Anything promising?
I would have answered this question differently a week ago than I would today. Recently, a clinical trial was published in the New England Journal of Medicine showing that a popular antiviral drug for HIV, so a popular HIV medicine, was not effective against COVID-19. And there was some optimism about this a month ago or even more. Right now, people are talking about remdesivir, which is an antiviral drug made by a company called Gilead. And we've shown that remdesivir is effective against all coronaviruses that we've tested so far in the lab. And that could be common cold coronaviruses, the original SARS, MERS, as well as coronaviruses found in wild and domestic animals. I'm pretty optimistic about that. And this is being tested in human clinical trial in both China and the United States. You know, it may not work in people. This is not a given just because it works in the lab that it's going to work in people. So we'll just have to wait and see when that data rolls out.
That is Timothy Sheehan, who is an assistant professor of epidemiology. He's a virologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.